Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports gambling, sports betting show coming up at Mac Free Corporate Office. I am Tom Diggs.
Hot out the gate, tone out of baby.
Forgot the words. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
How are we, my friend?
How are we doing, my friend? Incredible background.
Not bad, huh?
Making me look like a piece of shit.
Hell yeah.
Also joining us in studio is one Bruce Burgers, Pancakes Brown.
What's going on, boys? Good to see you guys.
Fucking Euro trip. Fucking Euro boy.
Lefty, he looks completely different. I don't
look at him. Clean shave and haircut.
We got a little baby mustache going. I was going to let the beard cook for a week or two, but Calm Smith and old Matty Carpenter said, you know what? Just go straight to the stash.
Matt Carpenter is a problem.
Yeah, he is a fucking problem.
He might be Babe Ruth.
You know what else is a problem? Nick Maraldo. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, how are we doing? Bruce, you look like you sell Percocets at the gas station.
I love it. Come on!
No. Mitt, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing really good. That was good. That fucking got me.
What did you just say?
That got me. Bruce
okay,
does
got you
look
good.
Like that guy.
All right. Also, a problem over break. Chris Sale fucking broke his hand.
I mean, what a fucking run for that guy, man. Whether you like the Red Sox or not, you got to feel for that guy, man. He can't catch a break.
We went into break, and I saw him fucking smashing a AAA fucking water jug and poster.
Yeah.
And then he had a good start, and then that happened. Also, over break, the M's and the O's went on runs.
The Mariners have been hot ever since that brawl against the Angels.
Sometimes that'll do it for a team.
Happened with the Sox in 2004 against the Yanks. Veritek and A-Rod.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Flexen is fucking hit like six straight. Dude. He's all the way back. Some guy replied to my tweet. I tweeted, he goes, oh, now you pick the Mariners. I almost quote tweeted his ass. Was like, I've been betting on these motherfuckers for 2 years straight, dude. Don't tell me about the Mariners.
Yes, you have. And you have gone down with the ship at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I never jumped off, dude. I was fucking dying in the trenches.
What else happened over the break? Anything? Anything besides just baseball stuff?
Fucking Kyrgios almost fucking...
Oh. Yeah. Almost had the eyebrow slit.
That would have been fucking sweet.
I know. I was actually... They were really growing on me. I was looking at a few Kyrgios pictures.
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
I used to do that willingly at a time, Bruce. So
need to bring that back.
I actually thought maybe I'll do it tonight. Got to cut tonight. I'll fucking dial it in.
Yeah, because what? There was no NFL. All they're on break. NBA and NHL were over. The Cup's making its fucking run. It was basically just baseball and golf. Congrats to Calm Smith.
Hell yeah.
Bruce had a ticket on Calm Smith.
Yeah, I just snuck it in there Sunday morning. It was really just like, oh, he's 7-1 and three shots back. Like, not a ton of...
With you, though, man, like, what was Rory supposed to do, Tone? Like, guy played out of his skin. Like, I don't think anybody said Rory blew that. Rory hit
18 greens, didn't bogey one hole. His putter just failed him. He didn't make fucking 10 to 15 footers. And, hey, it's not like...
Hell of a tournament, though. And that's the best thing about it, Tony, and you mentioned it on Pat's show. Like, no matter what happens with Liv, as long as these guys can play in the majors, it's going to be even more electric.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if DJ fucking made a run there, if DJ was... I just wanted DJ in that last pairing on Sunday just for fucking some chaos. It was close, man. He played well.
Him versus Rory would have been great. The whole leaderboard was great. It was a really good open. I hit a 4 out of 5 round robin for top 20s. Scoot Scheffler. I love the round robins.
I never dove into them.
I had a parlay of top Canadian, which was Corey Connors. He came through. Top Spaniard, John Rahm. He came through. And then top South African, Louis Oosthuizen, and he did not come through.
Damn. Who
Beastiehausen. I don't even think he made Beastiehausen.
Yeah, something like that.
Beisenhut, you mean?
Beisen something.
No, I don't even think.
What was John Rahm pissed off at about this morning I seen?
Oh, I didn't even. I don't know.
Was Sergio Garcia and the other tour?
I don't know.
Well,
I know Serge is on the live.
Yeah, I think Serge was pissed at the DP World Tour.
That's the one, Bruce. Good yeah, man.
He was like kind of crying about it, saying like, I've done a lot for this tour. Now they're just kicking me to the curb.
Oh, yeah. Well,
nailed it.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Upcoming, though, we will have continued golf betting to talk about. This week's going to be a little slower probably because today's just a home run derby. Tomorrow's just the All-Star game. Nothing.
Unders have hit in the All-Star game like 8 of 10, I think, Tone.
What'd you say?
Unders have hit in the MLB All-Star game 8 out of 10, I believe.
They have, especially Dodger Stadium, too. Wednesday, there's absolutely nothing.
WNBA, right?
Mitt?
I know that they – that's the ESPY day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they do WNBA like all day, I think, starting
– that's on me. Shit. Mitt, you should have told me that.
It's like their Christmas kind of for the NBA.
Is he talking and I'm not hearing him?
You know what? I'm actually just looking at the schedule right now for the next couple of days. I go one day at a time for WNBA.
But we are going to start as promised. We're going to do a team a day. We're going to do a division a week and a team a day. And then on Friday, we'll pick the winner of that division for the NFL. We're going to start with the AFC East. So today we'll talk about the Bills. Tomorrow we will talk about and Miami.
Go on.
And then who else? New England and the Jets. So yeah. It'll be New England. And
I might have to take back everything I've said about Zach.
Yeah, I think you might have to, dude.
Yeah, I love that.
There was a bunch of money that poured in on him to win MVP after the story came out. Guy's a dog.
Respect.
So today we'll do the Bills. Tomorrow we'll do Miami, New England, and then the Jets. And then Friday we'll pick the winner of the AFC East. And we'll do NFC East next week, AFC North, NFC North, and go on and so forth up until the season. So we'll do that as well while we're still doing baseball picks. I just started diving into college football previews. There's a lot of info. There's a lot of teams in there. There's a lot of info.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know me, I got to put into a spreadsheet.
Yep.
And then I got to go from there. What, pal?
I love this when spreadsheet comes out. It's almost.
Listen, deep. You got to do the fucking football power rankings. You got to have your, because if you're going to set your own lines, you got to power rank them.
It's true.
And I've been talking to some other handicappers over vacation on the best way to go about doing your power rankings and setting the lines. One of them being our uncle, the Paisan, said, it's got good info.
It's sick.
No.
Lombo Bombo.
Oh.
So, yeah, we'll do all that. Where do you want to start today? Do you want to start with the NFL, or do you want to start with the Derby tonight?
Let's do the Derby.
All right, let's do the Derby. Pete Alonso is the favorite, so much so that there's a prop bet on FanDuel right now, Pete Alonso versus the field. The field is minus 250. Pete Alonso, I believe, is like plus 180 or something like that. He is one. Dude.
Jesus. Sorry, that – what? So he's plus 185.
For what?
To win it all.
Plus 195 in this – to win it all, he is plus 195.
Okay, so it's plus 185. I'm sorry, I just went like this.
No, he's plus 195 to win it all. Schwarber's 350. Soto's 500. Julio Rodriguez is 750. Acuna is 800. And Seager's 1,000. But no, you could take the field at minus 260 now if you wanted. Obviously, Alonso is back-to-back. Schwarber went to the finals, I think, in 2018 or 2019, and he lost to what's his name from the Cubs, his teammate, right?
Bryant?
Yeah, did Chris Bryant win it? I think so. I don't know. If I remember correctly.
Sounds right.
I don't hate Soto at plus 500 as a big fuck you.
I think it might be my pick.
That fucking Rosenthal. Beating that out. What a bunch of horse shit.
What, the 14-year, $440 million?
Didn't even say the years, dude.
Oh,
Juan
yeah.
Soto turns down $440 million Now Nationals will look to trade him. $29 million per is low for Soto.
Yeah.
Now.
Do you know that
not he, talking about 15 years from now.
Fun fact, everyone's going wild when O'Neill Cruz comes up. Soto's younger than him.
Yeah.
Soto's been around for years, fucking just absolutely mashing.
He's younger than guys that played in the Futures game.
Yes.
The only guy in the MLB with more walks than strikeouts. Only man.
Wow. I love him. So last year, he went up against Shohei in the first round.
Yep.
Won like 31-28 in a hit off in the first round.
Yep.
Was absolutely fucking gassed, obviously, after that. And then he only lost to
Alonso by one
yep. in the second round. So I think if you're looking at value, Soto's good at 500. Schwarber's made the final before, too, at 350. Alonso's obviously back-to-back at plus 195. Do you know where you're? Hey, you liked some first-round matchups, too, didn't you?
Corey Seager at plus 130 is weird to me. I don't know why he's a dog there. I know that kid from Seattle can mash, but
yeah, and like the LA crowd will probably, you know.
Yeah, and he knows the park
for him.
No, I think if you're getting him as a dog plus 1,000, I mean, might not be fucking anyone taking Pujols.
No.
Yeah, I'll fall on the sword here. I'm a sucker for some sucker bets. We'll put $10 on Pujols plus 2,400.
It would be cool.
It would be cool. It would be cool.
I've been watching him play this year, and he hasn't played very good.
His two home runs.
Yeah, he's played like but
that's against pitching. I mean, I'm sure he does not have the stamina, obviously, to win the entire thing.
How long do we go until the trade deadline after the All-Star game?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
It's got to be soon.
There's no waiver one anymore either, right? Like, when it's done, it's done.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Remember, what? Verlander went to the Astros at the waiver deadline. I don't think that's around anymore.
No, not that I know of. What were you saying, Mitt?
Why in the hell is Albert Pujols still allowed to play in this home run derby? Well, if he's had two home runs this year. I didn't know that he was still playing baseball until he got traded back to the Cardinals. Like, I just think that's wild.
Easy. Take
bro.
It easy first yeah. off. It's his last year, dude. It's his last year.
It's like, okay. It's like Kobe's farewell tour. Okay, he deserves that.
Yeah.
We should have put Miguel Cabrera in, too, while they were at it. Yeah.
Miggy, is this his last year? Is he not? I don't know. There is the over-under is 500, I believe, what was the longest last year? 520, but that was in Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to take down like 10%.
Was it even money?
105.
Wow. I don't know. That's far.
You got to root for the over, right?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely rooting for the over. I love the Derby.
Yeah, it's the best. One of the best events of the summer.
There was, okay, so Schwarber's minus 390 against Pujols in the first round.
Yeah. I think you can go ahead and stamp that one.
Imagine fucking Pujols walks it off.
The longest home run as far as over-unders per player. I'm going to see who has the longest one. Okay, let me get to it. Schwarber's is 480. Acuna's 480. Julio Rodriguez is 465. Soto's 475. I don't hate that. He was the one who hit the low. He hit the 1.520 last year at Coors or whatever.
Yeah, I like him and Ronald's over too. Acuna.
Is it Acuna again? First round.
Alonso, or no? Yeah, Alonso.
Who is?
Acuna has Pete Alonso in the first round because Kyle Schwarber, although not the favorite, is the one seed, so he gets Albert Pujols.
Most home runs, yeah.
Yeah. I like Acuna in that first round matchup. Honestly, I know the three-peat and all that. Obviously, the big chalk favorite heading in, but I could see that being a little one and done for old Pete Alonso.
Yeah, I worry. There was a Acuna had a bit of a dry spell earlier this month. I think he hadn't hit a home run in like 28 days or something like that. But yeah. I think he came out of it a little bit.
Yep.
I think Soto is going to be my play tonight, just as far as value.
Yeah, plus 500.
I already have it in. Let's go.
You do?
Yeah, I already got it in. Also, like what you said was a lot of my reasoning. The 31 home runs against Shohei, just and then just basically tiring out against Pete Alonso in the second round. But then Jose Ramirez, he, I believe, has either just one home run or two home runs since June 11th.
Okay.
So I think that that's pretty good first round matchup there. And then he doesn't have Alonso, who's kind of like the guy who knows how to play in this format the best out of everybody in the field, you could say. He doesn't have him until the final this year. I like it a lot, especially with Acuna staring Alonso down in that first round.
There is, you can name the finalists to make the final. You could do Soto to make the final, plus 185. Schwarber's plus 120. Pete Alonso's minus 105. Sounds like the show, except for Mitt. Mitt's going with...
Pujols.
Yeah. The rest of us may be taking Soto. I Schwarber is a fucking
dog.
I mean, he mashes the ball.
Yep. And he can just pull it.
Yeah. Huh?
I can't believe the Sox let him go. I mean, the Phillies did give him a fucking boatload, but he's got what, 30 bombs already?
I think it might take 28, I think. I think it might take Schwarber and Soto.
Why not?
I mean, one of them hits, you're winning money.
Yeah. Even Soto to get to the final at plus 185.
Yeah, that's not bad either.
Tomorrow it's fucking AL by a fucking mil, especially with Kershaw fucking starting.
Yeah, that's never good. Did you hear Dusty Baker said he's never seen McClanahan pitch before?
That guy's so full of shit. He buried Ohtani, too. He's just on a fucking run today.
Apparently.
I know where he is. Was he 85?
Apparently.
All-star break. Relax, Al.
Before we move on from baseball, there was a couple MLB futures that I was looking at that I might take plays on. The White Sox fucking Sausai have been fucking terrible, okay?
Whoa.
And they've dealt with a ton of injuries, and they are only three back, and they are plus 135 to win that division. I like their, I don't know, I think
Dylan
I like
Cease. I think Dylan Cease is, he's turned the corner. I think he's a
he's I think a guy I like now. Their...
Lance Lynn is fucking dead, dude. I can say it. I bet on him the other day. I think he gave up a 9-piece in like three fucking innings.
Lance Lynn day might be dead, but Cease should have been an all-star.
Yeah, I just don't know. They're getting all their hitters back. I don't know how I feel about their pitching matched up against the Twins pitching. Is the Twins pitching that great? I don't know. But
nobody has pitching. That's what we're learning here. Who really has pitching in the MLB? The Yankees?
I think the White Sox are more likely to make a move than the Twins, though, probably. The Guardians definitely aren't going to make any moves.
I like that Guardians team.
They're fucking fighting. They are absolutely fighting. But I think I might, just because they're plus money, I might take a look at the White Sox. And then the other one that was up there is the NL East. And it's basically Mets and Braves. And the Mets are getting DeGrom back, and they just got Scherzer back. And if you look at their pitching lineup, like a lot of the guys who they've had starting are now going into the pen, and they got a lot of good arms. It's minus 160, but I may look at laying the Mets.
Good for the Mets if they fucking make a run here, man. They spent and spent and spent, and then they finally – I mean, you spend on a guy like Scherzer, you know what you're going to get, right? Like it wasn't – they've always spent on just fucking crapshoots. Now they actually have pitching and decent ball club.
Is DeGrom looking to come back after the break? Do I know? Do we know?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. They got up there, though, Subway Series 9-1 to take place. Hey.
Yeah, they don't have the Yankees division up there because they're so – and the Astros.
Why not?
They're the Astros, dude. If the Astros make a move and add a fucking arm, they just – every year they're just fucking there, man. They never go away.
I know the Yankees, like, they have all the big names in their lineups, but there's been portions of the season where they haven't hit great as a team. It's no surprise that Yankees and Astros are number one, number two in ERAs for starters and bullpen.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be – it's most likely going to be those two.
Everyone's saying Boston should be sellers now that Sale got hurt. It's like
they're not going to pay
– if they're not going to pay Xander – and they're not going to pay Devers, and you didn't pay bets, if you're not going to pay your own, then just fuck off. Who are you going to pay? Like, it makes no sense. Like, the Judge thing with the Yankees, like, I understand that, and the Yankees are eventually going to pay him, but, like, literally there's been no talk of an extension for Bogaerts at all. Raffy should have been signed fucking 2 years ago. Like, you're just going to let these guys who came up through your system walk? Like, it sucks, dude.
Well, we'll see. Hey, there's a lot of fucking baseball left to be played.
Yeah.
Mitt, remind me tomorrow. We're going to have to change the sidebar.
Oh, it's in the notes.
Where's the ice?
The ice is gone.
The ice is melted.
Oh, but was there any moves? Agency. I was going to say, there any moves that you really liked?
There was a bunch of moves. We probably should have went through and looked at what that did for the odds for teams, but we didn't.
Well, there is a – what happened to the
team? I'll tell you, there's a move Gumpy really liked was Johnny Gaudreau got the hell out of Calgary.
Where'd he go? Where did Johnny Hockey go?
Johnny Hockey went to Columbus.
Yeah. Oh, to play with who?
In the shock of the century, yeah, exactly. Everyone thought he was going to either Philly, New Jersey, or the Islanders. There was a long shot for the Rangers as well.
I guess that makes
definitely
sense.
An East Coast thing. He said he wanted to be closer to the family. He's from the Jersey, South Philly area.
Yeah.
South Jersey, Philly area, sorry. And Ace burned them all for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
The Lance are still the favorites. Yeah. Hurricanes.
Mil less, right, Nick?
What's that?
He took 15 mil less to leave Calgary.
15 yeah, million? Ultimately, because
that's a lot of money
in hockey. If you stay with your own team, you can sign an 8-year deal. But if you hit free agency, the max you can sign is 7 years. So
that's crazy. So it's like, always told how beautiful Calgary was.
You're an asshole.
Louis Domingue came home too.
Louis Domingue went to the Rangers. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Louis Domingue's home.
but no, the favorites. Avalanche, Hurricanes, Maple Leafs, Lightning, Panthers, Knights, Oilers, Rangers, and Penguins.
The Knights out the top, shipped out Max Pacioretty and basically a salary dump. And the Hurricanes brought in
Burnsy,
your buddy Brett Burns, your guy.
I fucking love Brett Burns.
Guy's a stallion.
Crazy. That was the only reason we fucking hired DeBoer, because Burns wanted to play for him.
When you say we, are you talking about
Dallas? Did some Dallas? Things. He got some
Texas guys. Hockey did make some nice moves. I can't be mad, but Burns was like that was the talk, is that he wanted to play for DeBoer and just didn't happen.
I can tell you, I did play on Saturday with Casey DeSmith, and he was very excited about all the moves that the Pens made. So I don't know if that tells you anything.
Dude, they did. They like Petrie is a fucking nice pickup.
I was very happy about that move. Bummed to give up Matheson because it felt like he was coming into his own, but Petrie's a good player, solid player, great player.
Okay. You know what? Hey, now you can take the ice off the sideboard.
Take it off.
Okay, Mitt?
Maybe leave it. Looks good.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, when's the pitch coming back? I mean, I didn't see one fucking Euro pick from you. Ladies, women's Euro pick from you.
Pardon?
You heard me.
No, I didn't hear you. Sorry, it cut out.
I didn't see one women's Euro pick from you.
Yeah, I forgot to tweet them out. I was still putting out baseball picks.
I saw that. Good for you, dude. Hey, good on you.
I mean, we've said it a million times. This is a fuck. We should be in the heat of the fucking World Cup right now. We're sitting here with nothing. Yes. Like, this is a travesty, and then you're just going to fucking, middle of December, let's ride. Do you see the Cristiano rumors?
That someone, who turned him down? Not Man U. Who said they didn't want to play with him?
The latest this morning was Atletico Madrid.
No, I didn't see that one. No, there was a coach that said they didn't want him. And it was EPL.
Chelsea?
Maybe.
The Madridistas would fucking turn on Cristiano, fucking Real to Atletico. What a fucking...
Yeah, that'd be wild.
Can't have it. Hey, it's better than Barcelona.
All this shows, though, is that he did not turn down Man City last year.
You're right. And hey, how was Bale's debut? Did you watch it?
Did you see his first touch?
Well, I saw you tweet it.
That was fucking clinic, dude. They got a nice squad. Chiellini, him, Carlos Vela.
Hey, don't sleep on him. Don't sleep on the boys.
And Rooney's fucking coach in DC. You're going to have all the fucking lads up there.
That's hilarious. All right.
MLS is fucking awesome, dude. Like, if guys keep coming like Bale and shit, it's only going to get better.
Are you going to start fucking betting it or not?
What's that?
Are you going to start betting it or not?
You heard him.
Nice. Hard to bet on absolute chaos. I mean, I guess there is an elite. The Whitecaps out of nowhere have been playing better, which is wild. Just some teams. LAFC is obviously the pinnacle as it goes right now.
The wagon.
Yeah.
That stuff but is so hard.
NYCFC won the fucking battle for fucking, what is it, the Hudson, bro?
NYCFC against the Red Bulls?
Yeah, is that the Hudson Derby?
I don't know what they call it, but I think the Hudson would be on the other side, unless the Red Bulls play in New Jersey. But I thought they played on Long Island.
I thought that's what they were calling it. NYCFC took it home, though.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted here. Nick's tweeting me in the middle of the show, and I got to read about fucking Tommy Tuchel.
It's tall. You don't have to read about it right now. Just I thought it was a little fun fact for you. This guy who made all your
guy seems
favorite
awesome.
Movies ever.
Guy seems awesome, dude.
This is the reason why the stadium is named what it's named.
You know what? I'm in. Fucking
here we go.
Catch me at the shore. speaking of NFL, we will start, obviously, our 32 days of NFL teams here with the AFC East and the Buffalo Bills. Fun fact, the Buffalo Bills are the favorite to win the AFC East. They are the favorite to win the AFC, and they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Their over-under wins is at 11.5. They're minus 490 to make the playoffs. Key additions. Vaughn.
What could go wrong?
Huh?
What could go wrong?
Key additions. Remember, Gumpy is a Dolphins fan. Key additions. Vaughn Miller, O.J. Howard, Roger Saffold, Shaq Lawson, Jameson Crowder, David Quisenberry, who replaces John Feliciano. He's gone. They also lost D-tackle Harrison Phillips, Levi Wallace, who went to the Steelers, and Jerry Hughes is gone as well. They drafted the corner from Florida and James Cook, who is the brother of Dalvin Cook from Georgia. This is what I know you're going to say. To get hurt, you're Josh Allen.
I would never say that.
That's what you said.
You can't say that shit.
You said it.
No, I would never say something like that.
All right, well, how do you feel about the Bills?
Yeah, they're the best team in football. But at the end of the day, does that win you the Super Bowl? Like, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Sometimes it is Super Bowl or bust. I think they know that.
Like, that's where we're at now with the Bills. Like, every year it's just growing stronger and stronger. Like, they have to win the division. They have, you know, that this is, just, yeah, like I said, Super Bowl or bust. They should. They've added. They never didn't really lose anybody big. Vaughn Miller, can he stay healthy? That's a bit of a question mark for me.
Like, they lost. Who did they lose, like, really, from, like, their, I guess, Emmanuel Sanders? But
yeah.
Jameson Crowder's a sneaky good signing there. I didn't really. And then what's the name? Who scored? Why can't I think of his name? He scored 4 touchdowns against the Chiefs. He's only going to be a year better. And
Gabriel or McKenzie?
Gabriel
Davis.
Yeah, yeah. And McKenzie, they re-signed. Then you have Stephon Diggs and then O.J.
Did they get a running back?
James Cook, right? I think you said
the
corner.
But then what's his name? Singletary, maybe?
Yeah.
Was he coming on at the end of the year last year?
Well, the guy from the Washington fucked him on that contract, remember?
Yes.
But,
I mean, you get more depth with O.J. Howard because they have, what's his name there, a tight end? Dalton? No. Dawson Knox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a dog.
He's a fucking dog. I like the Bills.
What's not to like? Like, yeah, I know I'm not a big fan of the Bills, but I'm not going to sit here and say they're not the favorites to win this division. But there's no value in any of it.
No, there's no value.
None. I think the best is probably the minus 185 to win the division. I mean, 650 to win the Super Bowl with inflation and the economy. It's not worth the trip to the window.
Put your feet up and throw it.
Hey, you know what you do? If you want to take that.
Just saying.
Hey, did you get some good gifts because the euro's fucking flatlining with the dollar?
Yeah, it was while I was there, first time since 2002, the euro flatlined. And then, like, Croatia, they have kunas, and it's like you get a beer for $2.50. It's outrageous.
No.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Fuck. Oh, you know what you do? So I was looking at the Bills schedule. Okay. The Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Obviously, week 1, they are in LA against the Rams. So There's a chance they lose that one. There's a chance. There's always a chance. So I think if you're looking at futures, maybe just wait until that week one, because they may lose, and they're going to – the odds, whether it's week one or not, if they lose, the odds are going to get better for you if you like the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, like Mitt says, if you just take them once, and then if they lose, you just take them again.
Duh. But in this case, I really think that the value here would probably be in the under 11.5 total wins.
It's a tough schedule. Why is because,
they're playing a really tough schedule that – and they have to play, like, dude, the Patriots. You have to beat the Patriots twice. You have to beat the Dolphins. Like, assumingly, you have to beat the Dolphins twice. Yeah, you can beat the Jets twice.
I wouldn't
like,
be shocked. Go ahead, Mitt.
Well, I was just, like, looking at their schedule. Like, you're seeing a couple losses here, like – there's 5-6 games they could easily fucking lose, like, and I still agree. Make the playoffs. So I just think under 11.5 juiced.
Owns
like,
us.
I could see. I know they do, but I could see them.
But that might be Flores' defense. True.
I could see them splitting with New England and Miami, for sure. They also have the Ravens on the schedule, which you never know what's going to happen there. They have the Chiefs on the schedule. They have the Packers on the schedule, and then you also have the fucking. The Vikings, the Browns, the Bengals, like I could see it for sure, Mitt. I don't think I'd go over. I don't think I'll ever go over 11 yeah. an 11.5 number for a team.
12 wins just like automatically gets you like probably the one seat. So I mean, I just don't really think betting a minus number to get the one seat right now at the start of the year. I just kind of think that's a bad bet.
Okay.
I do actually really like the under 11.5. I'm throwing that plus 115. Kind of
okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go over. That's not saying like I don't like the Bills. I'm just saying that it's hard to win fucking games in the NFL, and you're going to slip up here and there, especially in your division and on the road against some good teams. Like,
yeah.
They play the AFC North, which is a pretty tough division as well. So, yeah.
The probability of 11 and 10 just feels so high.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, realistically, 12 and 5.
Yeah. Like it's true.
We're not 12-4 anymore. Like 12 and 5.
No, I know.
There is just going to be a game late, like Iowa, just an absolute swing state for that over.
Are you running?
It's an electoral college reference.
No, I know. Yeah. I know that. I know, but I mean, you brought in inflation. You brought in the fucking electoral.
What guys are you running? Fucking Europe. He's crunching.
No, I've been reading the paper.
Listen, I watched Veep. I watched Designated Survivor.
Yeah.
I watched fucking West Wing. I know what Iowa means. All okay, right.
It means a lot.
You know what? It's a caucus. It's a caucus, actually.
It is. Yeah. Primary caucus.
I hope everyone learned something on this show. All right, we did the Derby. I think a lot of us like Soto in here.
Yeah.
I think I'm also going to make a play on Schwarber. I think the Alonzo odds are just too short for me.
There's a
plus money I love.
Oh, there's boost?
There's a flash boost right now. Length of the longest home run to be over 493.5.
Yeah, oh, bang.
Plus 125 there.
I'm on it.
Yeah,
so flash. Good.
Love that.
So,
what were you saying there about first round?
Oh, Seager at plus 130. I love.
Okay. Who's he got in the first?
Rodriguez.
That's the Mariners kid.
Yeah, I mean, he can mash, but first Derby might take him a minute.
Yeah, it all. Hey, that's Seager's plus money there?
Plus 130.
Yeah, I'll jump on with that for you. With you, I should
feels
say.
Feels like a touch.
Let me see. Where is it? Where's first round matchups?
They had some, like, favorite plays, like, things mixed together on there, too. I was looking at this morning.
Oh, you mean, like, the specials or whatever?
Yeah, like this happens, that happens. Popular plays, some pretty good ones.
Well, the issue, Pete Alonso, Schwarber to each win in the first round is minus 125, but Bruce is kind of taking the juice on Acuna, maybe. Like this one here in the middle of the screen, it says Ronald Acuna Jr., Juan Soto, and Kyle Schwarber to each, and then I can't read the rest, so I'm not going to bet on it.
Oh, Tony, I know I did put a little flyer on Albert Pujols to win it all, but I do really like this Juan Soto versus Pete Alonso finals matchup at plus 460.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got two dogs in the race.
You got two dogs and a horse?
Yep, you get it.
All right, we're out of here on that. Tomorrow, for baseball, we did like divisions and stuff today. Let's look at maybe like MVP, Cy Young, stuff like that for tomorrow, as well as the All-Star game. We'll also continue with the AFC East. Tomorrow we will do Gumpy's Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about them, and maybe we'll do a little what's the PGA Tour event? This probably not a lot of people playing it, huh?
It's the TPC something.
TPC something.
I read a tweet that it's like basically
it's a 3M Open.
Oh, there you go. At the TPC something.
Tony Finau is the
favorite.
3M Open is this Fauci's tournament?
No, 3M's like the sticky notes, isn't it?
Binders, yeah. School supplies. Yeah.
Easy, pal. Hey, fucking
They also do office. Medical supplies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, they're the masks. That's why you're an asshole. So, yeah, we'll take a look at that. Not an incredible field.
No, yeah, I read a tweet that was just like, it's like the biggest letdown spot of the century. That's all I've looked into.
You mean because people have been in fucking Europe for the last 3 weeks and they come back to Minnesota?
Yeah, I know. I think it was something about the drop off from St. Andrews to
I can imagine.
Wherever they When's are. Yeah.
When's the U.S. Open for tennis, Bruce?
I believe it's August.
What's his name? Joker can't play?
No.
I guess not. Yeah, it's in New York there for sure. It's right by Citi Field. Beautiful spot where they have that.
Everyone was all the way back in on Joker against Kyrgios. Oh. Now everyone hates Joker again.
Oh, I know what one of my favorite moments of the our vacation break was. Everyone in and their mom fucking hammering the Jays because fucking the Royals had 10 people staying home and they fucking beat them 2-0.
Oh yeah, my buddy was actually at that game in Toronto.
An absolute parlay killer, I would assume.
I mean, the fact that the Royals just fucking half their squad on backs is all time.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you guys for sticking with us while we were out. We will be back tomorrow at youtube.com/hammereddown for all that fun. At hammereddown on Twitter and Instagram. Gumpy always keeps it real on there.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.